A new study program at Lehigh University takes students to Ghana, in part to explore slave castles and other historic sites related to the transatlantic slave trade. The two Lehigh professors in charge both have family ties to colonial slavery, but from opposite sides, as WHYY's Sarah Hoover reports.
James Peterson, the director of the Africana Studies program at Lehigh and also of WHYY's The Remix podcast, has been taking students to Ghana for three summers.
It's one thing to teach about slavery from a textbook in a classroom, another thing to watch powerful, compelling films about the history of slavery, and it's another thing entirely to actually stand in the structures where our ancestors suffered and died.
His first visit to the slave castles in Ghana was profound, especially as the descendant of slaves.
When I first experienced Elmina Castle, I can remember having a very emotional experience in that space and really trying to come to terms with what I was feeling and thinking and why the actual physical structures and the narrative of the history of that space had such a compelling impact on me.
Peterson says it's important to challenge students, even if it means confronting intense subject matter.
There are no trigger warnings that can prepare you for how you're going to feel when you're standing in a slave dungeon. There just aren't any.
The English professor says the opportunity to learn outside the classroom also allows students to see faculty in different ways.
My name is Kwame Essien. I'm an assistant professor of history and Africana studies at Lehigh University.
His family is from Elmina, a coastal town in Ghana with a strong history of slavery.
My family has this history with colonialism too, colonial rule. So my great-great-great-grandfather on my mother's side, his name was Chief Kweku Andor. So Chief Kweku Andor was the chief of Elmina from 1884 to 1898.
Essien, the director of the Ghana Study Abroad program, says students are intrigued by his family's history.
I think they find it very interesting, and especially when I show them documents to prove that this chief was actually connected somehow with. I don't have any document to prove that he was a slave merchant or he was involved in slavery, but I have documents from the family house to show that he sort of worked closely with the British to succeed in their colonial endeavors.
He explains his ancestors wanted to align with the British to fight a common enemy, but the price was enslaving other Africans.
The main kingdom in Ghana, which is the Ashanti Kingdom, was so powerful that it was controlling and beating up anybody else along the coast and within the country. So Chief Andor and other chiefs felt like the British were there to be allies, to be able to help them to defeat their common enemy.
The Elmina Slave Castle is not far from Essien's ancestral home.
The castle is just about 12 blocks or 10 blocks from the family house. So I take them there, explain to them, and there's a picture of the chief there. So that also allowed them to see the reality of slavery. It's not just about going to the slave castles, but actually there were people who lived here who were connected somehow as leaders of their community to the story of slavery and the story of colonial rule.
He says his family history generates many questions from students who are usually fairly open-minded.
It opens up more room for more questions. I will answer as many as I can, but I think the students, in my opinion, are a little more open-minded. But when it comes to adults like faculty, I've seen different faculty taking it personal when I share this family history. They take it to another level, or maybe some adults will look at it more of, oh, your ancestors sold us into slavery. They start a blame game. You did this, you did that.
He says, ironically, some Americans have a better understanding of slavery than those living in Ghana. And he sometimes gets questions about why he wants to spend so much time talking about the slave trade.
But the truth is, I wasn't around. You know, of course, this is something that I'm learning and I'm not proud of it, but it is history. So it needs to be shared so that perhaps the next generation will not repeat some of these mistakes. But we use all these opportunities for educational purposes.
The program, now in its third year, is planning to expand to include transatlantic slave trade sites in Cuba, as well as places in the U.S. involved in slavery. For WHYY News, I'm Sarah Hoover.